enjoying the music? Ah, I just got it off. You guys know that song? I love that song. Yeah. I'm excited to be here with you today. Thank you so much for that warm welcome. Why am I still holding my big old water bottle? I forgot it. So I love this water bottle because it reminds me I got to drink water all throughout the day. But here's the deal. I never have enough patience, so I just let it fill it all the way. So, like, it kind of defeats the purpose. But anyways, good morning. I'm very happy to be here. Like the team said, by the way, thank you for that introduction. I appreciate it. We got my teens over there. We got Mercy. Everybody give it up for Mercy Youth. They're the teens. I get the privilege of being their youth pastor. If you are newer here, our youth group meets on Sunday mornings, and today's Big Church Sunday, so we all get to be here together. One thing that we do at Mercy Youth is we give out donuts and, you know, little snacks all the time. So adults, I say this all the time. Y'all ready for it? If you would like a donut, I think there's still some left, right? Right, youth? Right? There's still some left. Adults, you can go get a donut. But if you do, please take out your Connect card and write in there, I would like to volunteer with the Mercy Youth Teens. It's my shameless plug. I do it every week. But I'm very happy to be here with you today. One last announcement. I want to highlight again what the team said in the announcements. Next Sunday after church, we're having a prayer training on the Vineyard 5-Step Prayer Model here at Mercy. And I'm really passionate about this. I get the privilege of working with our prayer teams here too. And I believe that prayer is an important part of the church. And what we want to do, especially as we're going to be moving into two services in the fall and all of that. There's going to be a greater need for it. Yeah, let's go. Exciting news. Thank you. Somebody's excited, right? We're going to be expanding to two services. There's going to be a greater need for prayer volunteers, for people to be in a prayer team to pray for people in both services. So we would like to take an opportunity to do another training for anyone who's interested in joining the prayer team, or if anybody just interested in learning the Vineyard 5-Step Prayer Model on how to pray for people. We'll be hosting that in the youth room next Sunday at 11:30 p.m. I'll kick the teens out quickly so the adults can come in there. We'll provide, what? I said p.m.? Not p.m. Do not come here 11:30 p.m. A.M. Right after church. There will be, I believe, some a light lunch and childcare available. Cool? Yeah. That all my announcements? Okay. Okay, that was the announcements. Now some disclaimers. Well, today we're continuing the Sounds of Summer series. And I couldn't just pick one song. I'm sorry. I had one song picked out, but then I had another great idea for another song. Then I had another song. It's like, oh, and that song reminded me of this song. And now I had like a bunch of songs to choose from. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know which one to pick. And then somebody very wise here on staff, I won't say her name, Liz, said, why don't you just make a mixtape? I'm like, yes, I will make a mixtape. Now, here's where the disclaimer comes in. The views of the music in this message are my own, not a representative of all Mercy Vineyard Church, okay? Also, I cannot guarantee that every single song here may be suitable for everyone, okay? So this is my own mixtape of songs to help connect me with Jesus. So if you're new or newer here and you don't know me, I'm the youth pastor. I get away with a couple things like this, but it's not usually like this, okay? It's not, church is not usually all the way like this, but it's fun. So anyway, so today we're going to be doing a mixtape, and the first song on the mixtape was that song Happy. That was the first song that, you know, played when I walked up here. That was track number one of our mixtape. Because here's what I believe about mixtapes. Mixtapes, and I used to love making mixtapes, they gotta have a theme, they gotta have a flow, they gotta have a vibe, and they all gotta kind of work together to tell a story, right? I love, how many of you back in the day used to burn CDs to make a mixtape? How many of you used to do that? Let's go. I was the master at that. Let me talk to the teenagers. Do you guys know what it means to burn a CD? Do you guys know? Do is this where, like, you get all your bad music in a pile when you burn it, set it on fire? No, that's not what it means. So burning a CD is like making a playlist, is like making a mixtape, but you actually have to have music in your computer, not stream, that you either downloaded from an actual CD or you went on like some websites and downloaded them through other ways. And then you have to put them in an actual CD and you only had 80 minutes to work with. How many of you remember the 80 minute limit on a CD, right? And there was like an art to fitting in as many songs and the right songs to a mixtape in 80 minutes. I was the master of that. I still have mixtapes floating around the CDs all over the world. I'm just playing. But I used to love making mixtapes. I used to love making CDs. So when Liz gave me this idea of turning this message instead of just one song for the Sounds of Summer into a mixtape, I was like, I love it. I will speak for the 80 minutes. I will fit. I'm just playing. I'm not going to be speaking for 80 minutes today. But we are going to have fun. And the song that we began with was Happy, and I wanted to use that song as the theme setter for the mixtape. Because one, it's summer, so we like happy music during the summer, right? Summer is a happy time, so we begin with Happy, the song Happy. But I also believe that God cares about our joy, that God cares that we have fun, that God cares that we enjoy ourselves and enjoy our lives. Amen? Do you guys believe that? Cool. Real quick, I want to draw your attention to the Connect card one more time. I would like for you, your next step for the day, I'm going to give it to you already. As I share my mixtape with you, I would like for you to share a song that you would like to add to this mixtape with us. Okay, so in your Connect card, you can write there, it's like, ooh, this song really reminds me of this Bible passage, or this song helps me connect with God in this way. You can share it with us on your Connect card, or you can even go, if you want to be crazy, go on Mercy's on social media pages and post it there too. Okay, just so that we can know what song you would like to add to this mixtape. Okay, here's the first verse with the theme of happiness. I believe that John 10:10, Jesus says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and life and have it to the full. I believe that true happiness is found in following Jesus. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came that we may have life and life abundantly, that we may have life to the fullness, that we can be filled with joy. And growing up, I didn't know that. I grew up in Brazil. Let's go. Shout out to Brazil, right? And I remember going to churches. My mom, I love my mom. My mom is back there taking care of my kiddos. Hey, kiddo, my mom. You know, she used to take me to these churches, and she would know what I'm talking about. But these churches, they were super boring, right? Just like long and boring. And then, like, people would get mad at me because I'll be acting out in the back of the class or whatever. I'll be, you know, just, I don't know, cracking jokes, talking to people out of turn, and people were mad at me. I felt like the adults were always mad at me, and it was boring, and somehow growing up, that translated to how I viewed God and how I viewed following Jesus. It's like being a Christian, following Jesus is really boring, and God and everyone is mad at me, so I might as well just do whatever I want. That's kind of the message that I've received, right? It wasn't until after high school, when I was about 18, 19 years old, that I actually, like, met Jesus for real. And I realized two things. That one, like, he really, really, really loves me. He's not mad at me. He loves me. And following Jesus could be the most exciting thing I could do in my life. Following Jesus could absolutely be the most exciting thing I could do in my life. And it actually can provide me with the great sense of joy that I was lacking in my life. So today, the theme of the mixtape is happiness, finding our happiness in following Jesus. And I'm going to answer some of these questions, how we do that through the tracks. Okay, so the big question right now is how to follow Jesus. And for us to figure out how to follow Jesus, let's play track number 2. DJ, hit it! Y'all know what I'm talking about? Let it play, let it play.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted.
What would you do?
One moment that you captured, just let it slip.
You better lose this house in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go.
Point number one.
One shot, do not miss a chance.
Let's go, that's good.
Opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
You better lose yourself. Point number one on how to follow Jesus, you got to lose yourself for Jesus. Lose yourself in following Jesus. We got Matthew 16:25. It says, for whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. I believe that to begin following Jesus, we got to lose ourselves. Even if your knees weak and your palms are sweaty, even if there's vomit in your sweater already, mom's spaghetti, if you're nervous, you're supposed to lose yourself to follow Jesus. Somebody caught that. Gary caught that, right? You're supposed to lose yourself to follow Jesus. And it reminds me of when Jesus, when he was calling his disciples, some of them were fishermen, some were tax collectors, some were all over the place. And what usually happens is Jesus would go up and say, hey, follow me. And you know what those people would do? The fishermen would drop their nets. Matthew, the tax collector, would let go of all his money and follow Jesus. People will lose themselves. They will drop everything to follow Jesus. And it's because of this. If people want to save their life, if you want to do life here, if you think I am good enough to figure this out on my own, pull myself up by my bootstraps and live life my way, that's probably not going to work out too well for you. But if you lose yourself, if you give yourself to Jesus and follow him, you will find life. You will save your life. So how to follow Jesus? Lose yourself. Next. Track number three, DJ, hit it. Or no, this one. Yes. Let's go. Let's go. That's good. That's good. One of my proudest moments as a dad is that my little girl, Lily. Hi, Gugu. Lily. Hi, Gugu. It's that my little girl, Lily, knows that song. And she sings that chorus all the time. Like, good dad moments. So how to follow Jesus? First, you got to lose yourself. And then second, don't go chasing waterfalls. Don't be distracted by many things. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to, Minnesotans, right? And what I mean by this is that we don't get distracted. We don't get distracted by Jesus. Jesus has a living water for us, that if we drink from those waters, we'll never be thirsty again. He has water, the river of life with them, and we're supposed to stay connected with Jesus and don't get distracted by many things. Waterfalls, they could be beautiful, but they could also be kind of dangerous, right? How many of you have heard somebody have an accident in a waterfall? How many of you have had accidents in waterfalls? I have, right? So when we're following Jesus, we got to lose ourselves and we don't go chasing waterfalls. We limit the distractions. We keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen? Amen. Then also, to follow Jesus, we gotta stick to the basics. We gotta work on the basics of the faith. We gotta work on the things that Jesus called us to, like the very plain and simple of following Jesus, right? And here's where I want to go with this. John 15, verse 10 through 11, it says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. So Jesus is saying, if you keep my commandments, you abide in my love, right? And if you do this, if you keep my commandments, my joy will be in you. And again, your joy, remember the theme of happiness, right? Of happy, your joy will be full if you keep my commandments. So the big question is, what is these commandments that he's talking about? What are his commandments? Well, I'll tell you, it's pretty easy. He says it, right? Matthew 22, it says, you know, again, a teacher of the law was talking to Jesus. The teacher, which is the greatest commandment of the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. So the commandments that Jesus is talking about, that if we obey them, if we follow them, we will have his joy, is this right here, the first and greatest commandment. So to work on the basics, we got to start back at one. Hit it, DJ.
Yeah, one, you're like a dream come true. Two, just want to be with you.
Sing if you know it.
Girl, it's plain to see that you're the only one for me.
That's my girl over there.
Repeat steps one, two, three, five. Make you fall in love with me. If ever I
believe, do you know this song?
Word is done.
Do you? Okay, they know. I got a lot of
start back at one.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Brian McKnight. To work at the basic, you start back at one, the first and greatest commandment of loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. With all of your heart, it's relational. Following Jesus is not meant to be religious. It's meant to be relational. You love him. You grow affections for him, right? You love him with all of your soul, meaning you devote yourself to the spiritual disciplines of prayer, fasting, meditating on the word of God. You take care of your soul so your soul can connect with God. With all of your mind, we get to use our minds to study God, and that's an act of love. It's called, we can study theology, which is the study of God. We can use our mind to love God that way through our mind, and we use our strength to love God through service. Like the things that we are capable of doing, we do it for his glory and for the good of others. We get to love God with all. We start back at one. We start back at the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. The second is that we love one another, that we love our neighbor as ourselves, that we love one another the way that Jesus loved us. And that reminds me of another song. DJ, hit it!
I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together.
Who knows this one?
It's always better when we're together.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together.
Life is better when we're together. And I believe that's one of the reasons that Jesus calls us to love one another. To love our neighbor, to love going at a church where we have a big church Sunday, where we have kids playing around, we have teens and adults and grandparents and everybody all together in the same place because we got love for one another. It is better when we're together, amen? It is better when we're together, and Jesus calls us to this. Part of following Jesus is loving people like the way that Jesus loved us. We love our neighbor, that we love our community, that we love our enemies, that we love our brothers and sisters, that we love the family of God. So I believe when there's love, we get to be better together. And then also the commandments of Jesus, right? Those are the first thing and second commandments, but then he also gave us this great mission. Do you guys know the great mission I'm talking about? This great mission is God's plan. Hit it, DJ!
God's plan.
Let's go.
God's plan.
Tease no distance. Look at them. Hey. That's all I'm playing of that song. That's it. Right? 1.5 seconds. That's all I am playing of that song. Don't get it twisted. Right? God's plan. God's plan for his people, for his followers, is also called the Great Commission, found in Matthew chapter 28. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. This is God's plan for us. He calls his followers to go everywhere and spread the good news of Jesus. In Acts chapter 1:8, he says that he will fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit, and we get to be his witnesses wherever we go. God has a plan for his followers, and his plan for his followers, God's plan for his followers, are not just sit back and be bored and wait to heaven. No, he has a mission. He has a job for us to do, and we are called to go and do that job. And I believe that if we follow these things, if we follow loving God, loving others, and going on his mission, following God's plan, I believe that joy, we can experience this fullness of joy because, one, loving God, we need passion. We are happier when we have something that we're passionate about, right? When we get to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, that's a passion that's inside of us that drives us, right? And then when we love one another, it's more fun to love people than to not love people, right? It's more fun, it's more enjoyable to be filled with love than to be filled with hate. It's more fun to love people and be better together than to by choice go and try to be alone. And I know introverts here, that's cool. Like, you can have fun too, introverts. I am also an introvert. I need my alone time badly. But life is better when we're together. Life is better when we're filled with love for people, when people love us. Amen? And then also, we can experience joy by following Jesus, because a life without purpose is dull. A life without purpose, you end up just drifting away. You can actually find joy when you have purpose. So you have joy when you have passion, when you have love for others, when you have relationships, and when you have purpose. So I believe a part of God's plan is this, right? That we follow his commandments and be filled with joy. We can experience joy by following Jesus. But guess what? Life is not always easy. Life is not just always fun and games. Life is not always joyful. And I have a song to remind us of that. Hit it, DJ!
Let it bump.
It's a hard knock life. Hey, some of you may know that song for two reasons, and are very interested to see which one you know it from. Leave it at that. Life is a hard on life sometimes. Life is not always easy. Sometimes, you know, we want kisses and we get kicked, right? It happens. Life is not always easy. And I believe that following Jesus, that being a Christian, we don't have to pretend that things are going to be okay and good all the time. We can acknowledge that life is hard. And Jesus even said so. John 16:33, he says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. He says will, not might. It's like in this world, if you make some wrong choices, if you chase waterfalls and whatever, you're going to have trouble. Like, no, he says, in this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. So even if life is hard, if it's a hard knock life, that's okay. Jesus didn't promise us an easy life. He promised that he has overcome the world and he can help us through it. Amen? Tough times don't last. Jesus' people do. So because of that, when life is not always easy, when life is hard, when it's a hard knock life, I got some steps for us to take. Okay? First up, when life is hard, we got to keep our head up. Hit it, DJ! Yeah. Even when you're fed up, you got to keep your head up. Things will get brighter, things will get easier. Keep your head up, keep looking to Jesus. That's good. Thank you, DJ. Hebrews 12, verse 2, it says, let us run the race. Here it is. I'll just read a little bit of it. Let us run with endurance the race of God that has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. So when life is hard, we keep our head up. We don't get down. We keep our eyes on Jesus. Just like Peter when he was walking on that water and the storms were raging. He had his eyes on Jesus and he was walking on the water with Jesus. Next thing you know, he put his head down. He noticed things. Then he started sinking. Right? We keep our head up. We keep focusing on Jesus even through the hard times. You got to keep your head up. And next thing that we got to do when life is hard, we also got to keep knocking on heaven's door. Hit it, DJ!
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
How many of you know this one? Let's go. I like the oldies too.
Knock, knocking on heaven's door.
I love this, like, perfect summer nights, raining, driving,
knock,
right?
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Let it play a little, just one more time, Bob Dylan.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. See,
I love the oldies too, man. I love the oldies too. Whenever you need to just drive at night in the rain and think about your life, this is the song that comes on in my playlist, you know? It's part of summer, right? So when life gets hard, back to the message, keep knocking on heaven's door. Keep praying, right? Matthew 7:7, ask and you'll be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock, 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 and the door will be open to you. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he's done. Philippians 4:6. When life gets hard, and it does get hard, we can keep going to God in prayer. We can keep knocking on his door saying, here I am, Lord. This is what's going on in my life. I need you. All the worries, all the things, all the anxieties that we carry inside of us, we can take those to God and keep knock, knock, knocking. And he loves us and he cares for us. If it matters to you, it matters to God. So when life gets hard, we got to keep our head up. We got to keep praying. And then most of all, we got to keep the faith. And with that, I say, don't stop believing. Hit it, DJ! Y'all ready? Air guitar. Who's got the air guitar? Chief, do you know this song? Okay, okay, they do. Let's wait for it. Oh, let's go. This sounds beautiful, Mercy. Don't stop believing. Hang on to that feeling. Hang on to the faith. You got to keep the faith. 2 Timothy 2:7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. When life gets hard, keep the faith. Keep believing. Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing. Keep the faith through the hard times. Endure with Jesus. Keep the faith. Run the race. Fight the good fight. Keep the faith. Amen? So when life gets hard, we got to keep our head up. We got to keep knocking on heaven's door. We got to keep the faith. And I'm going to tell you this. Even when life is hard, if God's got us, then we're going to be all right. Hit it, DJ!
But if God got us, then we going to be all right.
Let's go. I'm also only playing that part. Okay. I love you guys. Can you tell that I'm a youth pastor? I'm a youth pastor. If God's got us, then we're going to be all right. If God's got us, no matter what, we're going to be all right. True happiness is found in following Jesus. I really believe that. It doesn't mean that life is always going to be happy and rainbows and you're going to feel like a room without a roof. Not saying that. But I'm saying the true joy, purpose, fulfillment, joy is found in following Jesus. You know why? This is our last track of the day. Track number 12. Do you believe that we have gone, this will be the 12th track in this playlist? Track number 12. True happiness is found in following Jesus because we belong together. Hit it!
So hard to believe. Come back, baby, please. Cause we belong together.
Who loves more like Gary?
No one chimes around. Who's gonna talk to me on the phone till the sun comes out? Who's gonna take your place? There ain't nobody.
I'm gonna let him play because they're enjoying it.
Baby,
here we go. That's it. I can let Mariah play for the rest of the service. They'll be great. But I played that too long. I realize that now. I'm sorry. I just really love Mariah Carey. Right? I really do. Since middle school. Sorry. I love my baby too. There it is. She knows. I had a crush on Mariah Carey when I was in middle school. She knows. And she's looking at me like, I love you, baby. But But true joy is found in following Jesus because we belong together. That's the story of the Bible. God made Adam and Eve. He made humanity to be together with him at a garden. It was a perfect place that they could be together. God walked with them in the cool of the day, right? And then sin separated us. And then Jesus came on a rescue mission to reunite us because we belong together. Because we belong together. And then guess what? Jesus came on a rescue mission. He lived a sinless life, died on the cross, right? Rose again on the third day to make a way for that to happen. And then he ascended into heaven. He went up to heaven. And he promised that he's going to go there to prepare a place for us. And he's going to come back one day. So when Mariah sings, "When you left, I lost a part of me. Come back, baby, please." All you got to do is substitute baby for Jesus. And it works. And now it's a worship song. That's how I sing it. Come back, Jesus, please, because we belong together. We belong together with Jesus. Life is better when we are with Jesus. And one day we're going to get to be with him in fullness. The Bible speaks of that. You can read the end of the book. And he talks about how one day there'll be no more death, no more crying, no more tears. Because we get to be with God. And he will be in our midst. And he'll be the light that shines all around us. Life will be better that day. We're going to have true joy and happiness on that day. Because we belong together with Jesus. Amen? Woo! Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for listening to my playlist for us. Let's do a quick recap. You can throw up there the playlist, the mixtape track list. We got the theme is happy, right? True happiness is found in following Jesus. And to follow Jesus, you got to lose yourself. You can't go chasing waterfalls. And then you got to start back at the basics. You got to go back at one. And you got to love one another because we're better together. And then you got to follow God's plan, right? And then when life gets hard, when it's a hard knock life, you got to keep your head up. You got to keep knocking on heaven's door. And you don't stop believing. Because God's got us, then we're going to be all right. Because we belong together with Jesus. Amen. That's the track list. Praise God. Again, I want to remind you of your next step today. Take out your connect card to find what song do you want to add to that playlist. What song helps you connect with God? What song tells a story? What song is meaningful to you? What song? You can do that. We're going to collect the baskets here in a moment. But real quick, I'm not done just yet. How many of you know that every good mixtape, every good CD, they always had a little bonus track, a little hidden track at the end? I have the song. A song that's, out of all these songs here, this song is actually the most meaningful to me of all of them. Because this song, it connects with my story with God. When I was 18, 19 years old, I left Brazil. We were living in America, and I was alone. Didn't have any friends, and life was really, 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 really hard. And I was going through this really bad depression. And during that time, I was again. You can tell by my mixtape. I have a really weird taste in music sometimes, right? I was listening to a lot of DMX. Where the dog's at? Right? If you know, you know. Right? I was listening to a lot of DMX, but then I was also listening to a lot of weird old classic rock, and the one song that really spoke to me in that season was a song by Jimi Hendrix called Castles Made of Sand. Right, we can play a little bit of it here. Right, hit it, DJ.
And so castles made of sand fall in the sea eventually.
I remember listening to that song going to work by public transportation in New Jersey and just being like, I didn't really know what it means, but it was speaking to me somehow. It just connected with my heart in those moments. And again, I'm telling you, I was really depressed back then. Then my mama kept bringing me to church. At one church, there was a Brazilian youth pastor who really poured into me and prayed for me and made me go to his house for Bible study and to hang out. And I went because I didn't have friends. And that youth pastor and my mama made a way for me to go to this retreat called Encounter with God. And that place, I really encountered God. It changed my life. And I remember being there, and I walk into a room. There's worship music playing. There's people praying for one another. And I remember walking in and immediately feeling the presence of God like I've never felt before in my whole life. And I can't tell you how long it took. I can't tell you exactly what happened. But all I know is I found myself at some point like on the ground crying. And I heard the Lord speak to my heart the way that only he could. And he said, son, your whole life you'll be building castles made of sand. And you watch them crumble into the sea. Now go and build your life on the rock. God quoted Jimi Hendrix to me. He didn't have to, but he did. And it changed my life. It set the course for my life from that moment on. It just completely changed it by using a song, a Jimi Hendrix song. He spoke to me that day, and it changed my life. My question to you and worship team, you can come on up. Come on up, worship team. We're done now, I promise. No B-side, no other tracks. My question to you is this. What is God speaking to you? What is he saying to you today? What are the words that he speaks to you that only you would know? I believe that God absolutely loves us. Like I said in the beginning of my message, I love that we get to be a part of a church that has fun, right? A part of a church that we're here, kids are here, teens are here, and that it is not boring and people are not mad at you, right? And I believe that that's how God feels about you, that he loves you so much and he's really glad that you are here, from every kid to every adult to the visitors to everyone. God is really happy that you're here and he loves you and he cares for you, and there is joy that can be found in him, and he's inviting us to experience that joy of his presence that Psalm 16 talks about. And the way that happens is by listening to his voice. I believe that today, as we worship, as we sing, and as we pray, the Lord wants to speak to us. So the worship team's going to do another song. Ushers, you can pass the baskets. You can drop your connect cards and your offerings in there. But take this time also to listen to the words of this song. Think about what the Lord is speaking to you. Then after that, we're going to have a time of prayer, where you're invited to come up and receive prayer from our prayer team. So I just want to pray real quick. God, we thank you for your love. God, I thank you for the words you spoke to me many years ago, that I was called to build my life on the rock, Lord. And I thank you for what you're speaking to everyone in this place today. Lord, even now, God, many distractions, many things happening all around us. Pray, Lord, capture our hearts, capture our attention, capture our eyes for a moment, and speak to us what we need to hear. Draw us closer to you even now, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this time together.